KSL at night. KSL at night.
And welcome back to KSL at night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, and we're talking about everything that's fun to talk about. And this morning, I was listening to KSL News Radio, you know, as you should in the morning, so you know what's going on for your day. And as you probably are aware, they do traffic and weather every little bit on the 9, so do you know what is happening out there? Like, do you need an umbrella or not? And so this morning, I was totally aware that traffic was not moving along I-15. And I legit thought to myself, I'm really glad I'm not headed into Salt Lake City this morning, or I'd be sitting in a parking lot out there on I-15 with everybody else who is trying to move around the state. There are a lot of people, and a lot of them are moving in a very narrow corridor. It's interesting, in the last segment, we just talked about how housing affordability is the number one issue for people. But I'm just going to tell you what, when I am sitting in traffic on Harrison Boulevard up in Ogden, and I'm always, my kids would tell you, I'll say, clearly we're in a parade. Everyone should wave to the people on the sidewalk because we're barely moving at all because it's just so packed. I am also thinking about transportation as an issue and transit and how we move around. I think there's got to be a better way, and I often think I should just buy myself a helicopter. But luckily, there are other people who are smarter than I am who are working on this issue, and they just released their 2050 roadmap. And we have got with us Alex Bain, the UTA Manager of Long-Range Strategic Planning, to help me not decide to buy a helicopter, but also to help all of us understand what's going on with our transit. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hi, glad to be here.
So, Alex, tell us about this roadmap. So just kind of take us through, you know, not like an hour-long lecture, right? But just kind of what are the big takeaways, what are the highlights, and what are your plans for the next, I think it goes till 2050, so for the next 26 years?
Sure. So this plan has been a process of an extensive collaboration with both our transportation partners at Metropolitan Planning Agencies, WFRC and MAG, as well as UDOT. We also have worked very closely with the communities along the Wasatch Front and also the public to come up with a list of priorities and things that we want to work on over the next 30 years. And some of the highlights I would call out would be some new local routes and high growth areas, more frequent service corridors. So frequency was a big thing that we heard about, was the need for service that comes more often, better service on Sundays. You mentioned, moving north and south on I-15. We're looking to do frequency improvements on Front Runner. And we always say the best ad for Front Runner is when you see it passing traffic that's standing still on I-15. So we're looking to make improvements on Front Runner, additional track service, and new what we call innovative mobility zones, which could be some combination of our existing on-demand service or a variety of other things.
Oh my gosh, you are not wrong, man. When you are sitting on I-15 and the Front Runner just flies by, and I always think to myself, why am I not sitting on that train, right? Like, so let's talk about that frequency that you just mentioned. One of my issues often is it's not quite, how do I say, I can't get to where I need to be. Either I'm there like 2 hours early or I'm really going to be late for what's happening. So when you're thinking about increasing the frequency of moving people around, how do you figure that out, right? Because I know it's not like a chauffeur, right? You're not showing up at my house exactly when I need you to be there and taking me somewhere, exactly when I need to be there. How do you figure out where your frequency is off, and how does that look as you're kind of like fine tuning that for the communities?
Sure. Well, we kind of see 15 minutes or better as being the real tipping point where you can stop thinking about a schedule, stop thinking about when I need to leave and being so concerned that you're going to miss the train or the bus and be stranded. So we're looking really across our system. Like I mentioned, Front Runner is one that we're looking to. We have a project underway in partnership with UDOT to improve to 15-minute peak service and 30-minute all day, and we're hoping to get that up to 15 minutes all day at some point in the near future. And then we're looking across like our bus network, which runs, you know, all along the Wasatch Front, and really focusing on places where we can get that service up to 15 minutes or better so we can really allow people to use transit without having to plan their day around it.
The other thing that I noted in the plan was, and what you also just mentioned it too, is the regular Sunday service for the first time. And I actually, for me, that's huge, right? We bringing people in when people come to visit, right? I always just say, oh, you can hop on the front runner, get on tracks, get on front runner, come on up to Ogden and I will meet you at the station. It's just a lot easier than trying to get to the airport to pick people up. And then if they're flying in or out on a Sunday, like that's just not an option. So I'm wondering, in the article you said soon, I love the word soon, Alex, right? So I'm trying to put you on the spot. But like, when are we thinking? Is soon 2049 or soon, like you've got some parts of this plan that you're doing, so the Sundays might be this year. Do you have an idea where we could learn when we think these new changes might be rolling out?
Right. Well, the plan is in three different phases that go in sort of 10-year increments, and we have proposed some of the Sunday service improvements and other things to happen within the next 10 years. A lot of that, it's based on financial assumptions, so it's contingent on us being able to make sure that we have the funding available to do these improvements. But we certainly recognize and realize that there's certainly changing travel patterns from, you know, the 9-to-5 Monday to Friday need for transit to a 7-day-a-week need, and for more frequent service even on the weekends and on Sunday. So we're hoping to do a number of these things within the next 10 years, some of them even sooner. We have a 5-year service plan that's available online in addition to our long-range transit plan, where we kind of get closer, more things in focus, and we really outline what we're doing in the next few years.
Okay, I love the one of the quotes in the article was, we cannot address all of our needs with new roads or widened roads. And I think that might have been you, Alex, who said that. And that it has to be truly multimodal. What does that mean, right? So what are we talking about when you say multimodal? Like, what does that look like, right? When you're out in your community, what is that going to look like?
Sure. And I'll say that our partners at UDOT understand that as well, that you can't build your way out of congestion and there need to be transportation choices and alternatives. So that's really about exactly that. It's about creating different options. We know some people will still either want to or need to drive either with others or by themselves. But if we can enhance and increase our transit options and make that a good option for a larger amount of people, that really helps take more cars off the road and allows us to be more efficient in our whole transportation system.
Okay, Alex, I'm going to tell you, whenever they do these big projects, at least up in Ogden, I always feel like you all designed it in my commute so that I just will be annoyed the whole time that I'm driving to work in the morning. How do you, like, what will it look like? Does that make sense? Like, how will, as your plan, and I totally heard what you said earlier, it's 10-year increments, so I feel like it's not happening all at once, so it shouldn't be too disruptive, but what does it look like when you are serving growth areas and you're making these changes? Like, how disruptive does that become for the way that we're kind of used to doing things while we're all getting used to being multimodal?
Right. Well, that's a great point. And that's why, in some cases, to start, and especially for our growing areas along the Wasatch Front, we know we hear about growth all the time. A good first step is bus service, right? That you can get a bus in mixed traffic, you put up the infrastructure to support a bus, that really doesn't need to cause a disruption to the existing system. Now, you will eventually, if you transit's going well, you'll want to make additional improvements and have dedicated lane like some of our bus rapid transit system or a dedicated right-of-way rail system. Sometimes that can be parallel to a roadway or not in the roadway. But like anything else, there are sort of growing pains. But like I said, a key first step is something like bus service and our on-demand service, which operates on the existing roads and gives you a transportation alternative without creating construction problems.
All right, Alex Boehm, UTA Manager of Long Range Strategic Planning, thank you so much for the work you do, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Listeners, thank you so much for joining us, listening to KSL at Night. If you want to listen again or just make sure that you've got everything, you understand it all, check out our podcast at kslpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.